أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد. Tonight inshallah al-aziz we'll do a summary of all of the reflections that we have done thus far. I didn't have much time to prepare something comprehensive, so hopefully this summary of the summaries will be beneficial nonetheless. So inshallah, please listen attentively. For those people who came in the late 80s, perhaps, obviously most of them have gone home now, but those who came in the late 80s or came in the early 90s, all of them will have realized that at that time, relatively speaking, the house prices were very cheap. I've met many buzurgs, many elders who are there, who used to say that we bought our house for £2,000, £3,000, £5,000. And they were very, very lucky and fortunate, because nowadays you can't even buy, you know, a decent car for £5,000, let alone a home for £5,000. So houses at that time were very, very cheap. Properties, investments, they were all great opportunities. And those who invested at that time realized that this is a good investment. Today they are relaxing, they are enjoying, their houses are on rent, they have gained an enormous amount of capital, and they have profited so much from their businesses and perhaps sold on their businesses that they don't need to worry about anything. But those people who came at the same time, perhaps in the late 80s or the early 90s, and they didn't invest, they didn't buy those properties, and they kept sending the money back home, in Pakistan, or they just lived a more simple life and they didn't invest in the property at that time or in businesses, etc., they are regretting that they have missed a golden opportunity, because now all of those bahar and those opportunities are long gone. Those people who bought their homes, maybe 6-7 bedroom homes then, today, you know, you're looking in the millions to buy properties like that. So similarly, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, we will notice certain people who will be elevated amongst the majority of people. Certain people will be elevated amongst the majority. And the reason, simple reason for that is that these people who have been elevated, what did they do? They invested their time in their early life, not towards their, you know, later in their life. Because now even all of us can go and buy a property, but that property will cost you 200,000. It'll cost you 300,000 or 400,000. You can do that, but you won't benefit as much. So these people that you will see have a great maqam and high maqam on the day of Qiyamah is because those individuals invested when they saw that initial opportunity, and they did these small regular investments, whilst many of us, or many of those people that are around them, would have neglected all of those opportunities. So you'll see them raised higher above the rest. They invested, these people did not invest. They did small and regular investments, whereas these people just neglected all of these things. So even now in the dunya, if we want to purchase and make that investment, albeit be late, we can still do it, but we won't benefit. So for those people who invested in the shares of Apple, you know, when it was $10 to $20 per share, and if they had invested 5 to 10,000 shares at that time, today they'd be millionaires, they'd never need to work. Those people who invested in the shares of Tesla, when it originally came out $17 per share, and now it's currently trading at over $560 per share. Those who invested in Bitcoin when it was 0.00008 for one Bitcoin, today they are laughing because that one Bitcoin is worth $27,000, $28,000. So investment in the early stages always has a huge amount of benefit. But the difference between us here in the dunya and us in the hereafter is that even though we may have missed the opportunity to invest at the beginning, we can still now do some investment and perhaps catch up. But the difference is, on the day of Qiyamah, those who miss their investment in the dunya, there is no buyback, there is no return, there is no, Ya Allah, give me a chance, let me go back and I'll go and I'll invest. I'll invest in my salah, I'll invest in my zikr, I'll invest in my durood. I'll invest in my siyam. I'll invest in my hajj. I'll invest in my shahada. I'll invest my time in the masjid. Ya Allah, give me the chance to go back and invest so that I can today have all of the prophets on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow us to go back and make that investment, even though in the dunya we can, even though if you're late, but in the akhirah we won't be able to. And the simple reason for that is, on the day of Qiyamah, people will say, as Hafiz Zabi and Sami will agree with, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Very, very powerful verse from the Quran. That the individual will say that, woe unto me, what a shame, what a great loss and suffering that I have done, that would I have sent forth, instead of wasting my time, I should have sent forth all of my good deeds and investments for the future, because this is the real life, this is the real everlasting life for me. But what did I do? I wasted all of those golden opportunities and investments in my lifetime. So the difference between ordinary people and extraordinary people is that they know, extraordinary people know something, and then they see that opportunity and they act upon it. Whereas ordinary people, they know these things as well, but they say, randio, randio, and randio. So, kunna na'lam, walakin la na'mal. This is the difference, that we know things, but we don't act upon those things. So, let me give a very quick example of all of the things that we should be investing in now, that we have our youth and the opportunities and everything to our avail. Saying Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, it erases all of your minor sins. But if you don't invest in this on a regular basis now and constantly top up your stocks today, on the day of Qiyamah you'll have millions and billions of sins and you'll have nowhere to go to get them erased. Saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, 100 times each enables you to get the reward of freeing 100 slaves and getting 100 horses and then giving them in the way of jihad and getting 100 camels and slaughtering them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting the barakah between the heavens and the earth just by investing in Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Coming to the masjid and receiving 27 times more reward for praying in jama'ah, on that day we'll think, yeah, why did I waste my time just praying, you know, my fard at home or just in other places, even though I had so many opportunities to invest and go into the masjid, why did I not do that? Fasting 3 days in every single month, each fast takes you 70 years away from the fire of Jahannam. And on that day you'll think, oh, if I had fasted just 36 days in the entire year, I would have received the full reward of fasting the entire year. And 36 times 70, this is how many hundreds and thousands of miles today I would be away from the fire of Jahannam. Just praying 2 rak'at, investing every day in 2 rak'at of duha, it would have been me giving charity of 360 joints in my bones for my entire body. I wish I could go back and do more. I wish I could go back and invest in all of these small investments, in all of these stocks and shares that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed for anybody to come and to take. But what did I do? I didn't invest. I didn't invest in any of these things, and it will be too late. And Allah will say, Kalla, that's it. You know, it's too little, too late. The entire dunya, the entire worth, and the entire treasures of the dunya is nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even worth the wing of a mosquito. This is how insignificant the dunya is to Allah azza wa jal. But look at how significant we have made the dunya for ourselves, that we do everything for the dunya. Our health, our wealth, our time, everything we dedicate to the life of the dunya, and we don't dedicate to the investment of the hereafter. We knew that looking at one letter of the Quran and reading each letter of the Quran is equivalent to 10 hasanat. Is that not true? Just reading one letter is equivalent to receiving 10 rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we kept our mobile phones in our pockets for days and weeks and months for the entire year until for Ramadan to come and for us to take it out and say, okay, now I want all of these hasanat. But then on the day of Qiyamah, when you'll need all of those hasanat, who will you blame?
how can you say that this was a bad investment, or I didn't know about these stocks and these shares and these opportunities, when it is everything in front of us? We used to hear that if you sponsor an orphan, if you take care of an orphan, you'll be like this close to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And on that day, when we see so many people gathered around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we will look back and think, why did I not invest in sponsoring orphans, in taking care of widows, in taking care of the destitute and the homeless, so that I could be this close to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? I just used to think, and then these people, these charities, they just come and they ask for money, but they're not going to do anything about it. But I did not invest in the hasanat of the Quran, in the salah, in the ruku, in the sujood, in the siyam, in the qiyam, in all of these things. I didn't invest in masajid, in the upkeep of the masajid, in the maintenance of the masajid, in all of these things. I did not put the surur or happiness upon another individual's face, because I just thought about myself and what I need immediately, rather than invest in all of these stocks and shares with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these bonds, so that I could receive so much reward on the day of Qiyamah. Now look at the people who have stocks and shares in Tesla, in Apple, in Google, and in oil companies, and so many other companies. When they invested earlier on, today they are laughing, they are millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. And you can also be millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires on the day of Qiyamah if you invest in your deen, if you invest in people, and if you see all of these opportunities given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no return, there will be no route back. Now we have the opportunity, however little or it may remain in our lives, but you have the time and the opportunity for you to invest in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just conclude with one simple story of Ibn Jawzi. He gives a very, very beautiful example. He mentioned that there was a man in the market and he was selling ice. What was he selling? Ice. And he was selling ice. At that time, there were no fridges, no electricity, nothing. This is hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So he was selling ice. And the man selling the ice used to say in the market that, have mercy upon the one whose capital is constantly melting. And it's true. All his investment, his stock, his shares, his bonds, his entire capital is in the ice. And his ice is what? Is melting away. So he's telling people in the market, have mercy upon me, because my capital is literally melting away. He wants to sell the ice, he wants to make a business, because if he doesn't sell it, what will happen? His capital goes and he becomes bankrupt, and he has nothing to show for when he returns back home. Similarly, think about this with your own life as well. Our capital is the air, the breath that we take. It is every single moment that we are spending here on earth, and it is melting away literally, figuratively. With every breath, we are getting closer and closer to death, getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until we will breathe our last breath, and it will be no more opportunities for us to invest in anything else. So the time is our capital. So do not waste your time. Invest your time in all of the things, in the tasbihat, in the zikr, in the tawbah, in the istighfar, in the hasanat, in the khairat, in the ruku, in sujood, in salah, in helping other people, in masajid, and all of these things. Because our time will come where we perhaps will say on the day of Qiyamah, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati, I wished I had prepared myself for the hereafter, that I have invested my life for the hereafter, so that today I could benefit before it is too late. So brothers and sisters, please invest your time and your capital sensibly, and invest with Allah Azza wa Jal, the greatest of masters, the greatest of ones, the greatest of company, and know that inshaAllah you'll succeed in the deen as well as the dunya.